Now, with that kind of a background, I think we're prepared now to look at this tremendous passage here. Will you listen to Paul in the 6th chapter? He says, "Dare any of you," speaking out of the Corinthians, "having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints?" Now, this may seem to some of you a very strange statement, but I think it needs to be understood. He didn't say you're not to go to law. That's the only way you can deal with an unsaved man that's breaking the law, and especially in reference to you, which causes you a great loss. And here it means, don't go to law against another. And the word here means another, the same kind. This means Christian against Christian. Now, this is something that the church and believers today entirely ignore. The differences between believers should not be taken into a secular court. They should be settled by believers. Now, when I came here to Southern California and I was a pastor, I was rather amazed. One day a man came in rather excited, and he wanted to bring a charge against an officer of the church. In a business deal, he claimed he'd beat him out of a sum of money, and he might have. I don't know the pros and cons of it at all. The man never let me know, really. And the thing was that he said, now he did this, and I want you to bring him up before the board and make him settle with me. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I think you're approaching it the right way. Now, I said, I want you to come before the board now and make your charges. Oh, he said, I've told you about them, and that's all that's necessary. Oh, I said, no, I don't know whether they're true or not. They would ask me, and they'd want to refer it to you, so you be present. Oh, no, he'd not do that, you see. And then I asked him this question. I said, would you be willing to accept the verdict of the board? Well, he says, it's owing to how they decided it. He says, if they decided in my favor, I would accept it. Then I said, I understand if they decided against you, you would not accept. Oh, no, he said, I wouldn't. Well, I said, you can forget it far as I'm concerned, for the very simple reason you're not even in a position to turn it over to believers. Now, church fights should not be aired in state courts before unbelievers. Individual differences should be adjudicated by believers. And I think that's the reason today a divorce of two Christians is bad enough. But to go before a secular court and to air it before unbelievers, I think is a pretty serious thing. And that's one reason today that when they can't get along, two believers, and there's no way of reconciling them, I advise always legal separation, not a court trial at all. Now, why should a believer let his brethren be his judges and not take it to the unsaved world? There are a great many today will take it to the unsaved world and not let believers handle it. Now, this again, has only to do with another believer. It's not to forbid him from going to court against an unbeliever.